Well, multi-billion dollar deals in the biotech and crop protection world are rapidly shrinking the number of major players in the space. And that is seen as a problem for farmers who could end up paying a lot more for seeds and chemicals. Some of the big names to join up include Syngenta, ChemChina, Dow and DuPont, with merger details now into the hundreds of billions of dollars. Clint Jasper has more.
When retired University of Iowa distinguished Professor Neil E. Hall was a child, America's farmers were spoiled for choice when it came to buying their seeds.
When I was 3 years old, I budded and tipped ears of corn for my dad's last year of open-pollinated corn. That was before hybrids, and that was in 1937.
In later years, hybrid seeds developed by universities and sold by around 400 different companies brought huge productivity gains for farmers. But then, in the early 80s, the US Supreme Court changed the industry with a decision that permitted companies and researchers to patent life forms.
The years after 1980 were years of fairly rapid concentration, and we are down now to six big firms, and pending are three major proposed consolidations. One is ChemChina with Syngenta. That's a $43 billion merger. Bayer AG and Monsanto, that's $62 billion. And then Dow Chemical and DuPont Pioneer has recently announced a merger, and that's $130 billion.
Professor Hall has spent his academic career in the agri-economic and legal fields, and the spate of merger activity is ringing alarm bells. They were issues he raised with Congress in the early 90s as the chair of the Technology Assessment Advisory Council, and again in 2010 when he testified before Congress on the issue of antitrust and merger activity in the sector.
Two of those firms, DuPont Pioneer and Monsanto, have controlled about 70% of the hybrid corn sales in recent years, actually. My argument has been that one of the things we need to do from a policy perspective is take a look not so much at where the overlap is today relative to the product lines of these companies, but where do we think they'll be in 5 and 10 and 20 years from now? Because a lot of the seed and chemical business is really becoming a matter of chemistry. And we're going to see probably a very small group that has control over the products, that has patent power for the duration of a patent, by the way.
It raises two questions. Why haven't farmers, through their representative groups, raised these concerns with politicians? And what role do the US regulators have in ensuring the market remains competitive? In both cases, Professor Hall believes they've become too chummy with the big corporations.
They provide a lot of benefits to farm groups, and they try to be viewed as friendly, and they woo them, and there is reluctance on the part of the farm organizations to take them on.
An antitrust division of the U.S. Department of Justice, combined with the Federal Trade Commission, perform a similar function to the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission. Neil Hall says the regulators have been missing in action.
I think it's pretty clear that those who don't want further control over mergers, and those are the larger companies, whether they have merged or plan emerged, they think that someday they may want to, and they don't want barriers in the way of any change in structure for them or maybe for the industry as well therein. So there's been a lot of pressure exerted in favor of keeping hands off relative to what those steps could have been taken.
Professor Hall says aside from the academic arguments in favor of preventing further market concentration in the sector and allowing competition to thrive, it's also important to consider where farmers stand. They are the ones losing market power as fewer and fewer companies control the seeds, chemicals and technology used to grow food.
I would say that the price of seed has gone up way, way beyond what would be justified if there was a fair amount of competition. That is one of the big indicators. It depends on whether you're looking at it from the standpoint of the farmer and the input supply groups or whether you're talking about the farmer and who is buying the farmer's products, but it's similar in many respects, and the concentration issue affects both of them.
As merger talks between the six big players have been underway, analysts have always believed that the deals would see parts of all the big six companies being sold off to satisfy regulators. And in Australia, it's crop protection and biotech company Nufarm that could stand to gain from buying those businesses. While talks are advancing between ChemChina and Syngenta and Dow and DuPont, Monsanto recently rejected the advance from Bayer AG because Monsanto boss Hugh Grant said the $62 billion offer significantly undervalued the company.
Clint Jasper with that report. You can find more details up on the website abc.net.au/rural.